On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, we actually have a special guest on the line. Before we get to Mark, who wants to talk about grass choices, and Chandler, and get to the rest of our text messages coming in at 411-923 about fertilizing, we get sent book after book after book. here's a new potting book. Here's a new grass book. Here's a new gardening book. So many of them are the Northwest, Oregon, Seattle. Everyone up there must be a professional, certified master gardener. Well, I mean, we get a book a day from.
When it rains that much, you're inside a lot. You write a lot. Yeah, it's one thing you can do.
So many times we get these books, but the relevance to our listening audience into Arizona, although maybe a great book, it does not apply. So a lot of times we get a book, we're like, yeah, send it, we'll look at it. Well, we got one from a woman out of Tucson who's actually joining us now on the line to talk about her Getting Potted in the Desert book. Mary Lee, good morning.
Good morning.
So when I received your book, I gave it to Jay and said, well, this is at least somebody in Arizona. Take a look. He scrolled through it and said, you know what? She's right on. So you passed the screening process for getting on the air with Rosie on the House as it relates to the gardening. I've got the book in my hand. Tell our listeners what's inside of it.
Well, what's in it is a result of 15 years of helping people get potted here in the desert. And it's a month-by-month guide of what to do each month. It includes a checklist for the months, and this is all for pots. What to plant, including your flowers, your perennials, other ornamentals. Has a little section usually on succulents and cactus, what to do with them each month. It also includes a monthly favorite of mine that I enjoy planting or caring for that month. There's also, for all of our sustainable gardeners, a section on edibles, what to plant, how to harvest, and help them just know what to do that month in a very small scale. And then rose care and special attention. Like, we've just come through some really cold weather, and it talks about what to do each month in those kind of situations.
And why pots?
Well, when I moved here from New York State back in the late 90s, I had heard about caliche in our soil and not being able to dig through that concrete-like substance. And I was like, I'm not going to try to do that. So I said, well, I can garden in some pots. And to me, they make it easier on our backs, make it easier as we get older. And also, we can change our mind and move them around anywhere we want on the property.
And you actually turned this into a business.
I sure did. I was looking for something new to do and always wanted my own business. And, you know, they say go out and find a niche to get into. And potted gardens in the desert was a way to go because no one really was specializing in that. We have a lot of landscapers, a lot of landscape designers and architects, but no one was really specializing on how to be successful in growing things in pots in the desert.
And you actually are on your way to a class this morning. If somebody in the Tucson area that can drive there, that you've got a little free seminar.
Yes, we're giving one over at Pottery Blowout on Grant, just west of Alvernon, huge pottery store. And I'm talking about the three questions that I always get asked about container gardening here in the desert. Critters like javelina rabbits, how to water, and also how to choose pots. How do you know which pots to pick when you're going to have a container garden? And that's at 10 o'clock over on Grant.
And the name of the place?
Pottery Blowout.
Pottery Blowout. And will you have your book for sale there?
I sure will. They carry it all the time, but I'm going to be autographing them after the class. And so anyone who wants to just come on over, they'll be open at 9, actually.
That's 10 o'clock today with Mary Lee, Getting Potted in the Desert. Well, congratulations on your book, the success of your business. That's a great American entrepreneur story right there. No government sanction in that job. And your book is wonderful. We're actually going to take it home and get started on our spring gardens this weekend.
Excellent. And you can do that. And anybody who wants to order one, they can go right to the website, Getting Potted in the Desert, and I'll send it right out personally.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And have a great class this morning.
Thanks a lot. And thanks for having me on the show. Have a great rest of the day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Let's get to Mark in Chandler and see how we can help him before we get to our news. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, good morning. I'm looking for some advice on what type of grass seed to plant in my backyard. It faces south, but it's under three big ficus trees, so it doesn't always get a lot of sun.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm worried for the summertime it's going to maybe get burned. So is there anything that you could recommend, a grass variety that I should plant back there?
Well, the one that we use the most in shady areas, and it will withstand a fair amount of heat if it's in a fair amount of shade, is a fescue, F-E-S-C-U-E, fescue. So that'd be the way I'd go, and I would try and get it established before it gets real hot.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.